But Dirk had some problems, I guess, because when he went away, he wasn't doing he wasn't doing a lot of work for the unknown. And
so I got the victim.
I suppose there was a little bit of resentment on our part that you were traveling around the country, being places we'd never been, and so we turned him into a cult leader.
A cult leader?
Yeah, Dirk's a cult leader in the unknown.
Dirk was not planting grass while he was traveling.
No.
No.
I was writing the gospel of the
Dirk, well, in Chicago he wasn't, he didn't even plant grass in Chicago. But he was, that was alright, because that was a good division of labor, because he was working on the unknown, finally. But we're going to include these postcards now with poems on them to make up for Dirk's lack of diligence on the unknown earlier. It is kind of unfair because while he wasn't working on it at all, he turned into the most interesting character in the whole thing. Because he wasn't there, so we're like, well, we got to include Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
What should we do now? Oh, let's have him read Uma Thurman's mind.
So you got to meet Uma Thurman.
At least.
Dirk actually has several famous disciples. If you're going to have a religious leader, it might as well be Dirk Stratton.
Why not?
Couldn't be any worse than some of the ones that are up.
So you decided to stay in Cincinnati, primarily, was that decision primarily based on the fact that the unknown network is based here?
No, in fact, I hadn't realized the unknown network was based here on my server until quite after the fact.
It was pretty covert.
It was. That's what I like about it, though.
So Dave did that? Dave arranged for that? Introduction to your server?
Yeah, told me after the fact. By the way,
how did you get into your server in the first
place? I did email you right when we did it, because I knew it could raise some hackles.
No, all we got to do is sort of fake it. You know, we have to attach it to some kind of academic pursuit because it is a university resource. So I think with Dirk's connection with the English department, that's...
I'm still a member of the English department.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you graduated. No, you're on a task. That's why.
Yeah, you're on a task.
Okay. Well,
you're just not in town.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
So it's an academic pursuit.
Definitely. We're going to take out the sex, drugs, profanity.
You are.
Well, not out of the text, but we had a navigation bar that said that right now. Yeah, it's going to go.
How come?
Because it's gotten to the point where we really like the thing and we think it'll potentially get some press. And there's already so much sex, drugs, and profanity in the novel itself that we don't necessarily need to use that as a means of navigation, because it would just make people just comment on that problem. And that's not what we're all about.